This Brigham Young University Idaho devotional address by BYU-Idaho President Alvin F. Meredith III and Sister Jennifer Meredith was delivered September 16, 2025.
Alvin F. Meredith III became the 18th president of Brigham Young University, Idaho on August 1st, 2023. He was sustained as a General Authority 70 on April 3rd, 2021, and continues to serve in this role today. Prior to his work at BYU-Idaho, he served in a number of church callings, including as a member of the presidency of the church's Middle East, Africa, North area, and as president of the Utah Salt Lake City South Mission. In his professional career, President Meredith worked in Singapore, Hong Kong, and Nashville as a senior executive of Asurion, a global technology firm. President Meredith earned a bachelor's degree in psychology from Brigham Young University and an MBA from the University of Chicago Booth School of Business. Sister Jennifer Edgen Meredith received a bachelor's degree in communications from BYU. She worked in human resources for Franklin Covey. Sister Meredith served as a mission leader with her husband in the Utah Salt Lake City South Mission. She has served as a presidency member in multiple church organizations and as a full-time missionary in the Argentina Salta Mission. President and Sister Meredith were married on June 6, 1998 in the Salt Lake Temple. They are the parents of six children.
What a beautiful number. Thank you for that. Can I invite you just to look around at this great BYU-Idaho Center and see your fellow students, employees here. What a sight you are. We welcome you back from a summer. We've missed you. The campus hasn't felt the same without you, and it's wonderful to feel the energy at the beginning of a new semester.
Every semester brings excitement, but this fall is truly special. For the second year in a row, we welcome the largest incoming class in BYU-Idaho's history. This is a clear sign that more students are drawn to the opportunities and the inspired mission that define this university.
And if that weren't reason enough to celebrate, this year we also marked 25 years since President Gordon B. Hinckley, the prophet at the time, announced that Ricks College would become BYU-Idaho. Elder David A. Bednar, who served as president during the transition, would later declare, "The creation of BYU-Idaho was one of the most important educational events of the Restoration."
Together, these milestones remind us that we are part of a sacred and unfolding legacy, alive with prophetic promise and consecrated by vision and sacrifice. As we welcome the largest incoming class in our history and commemorate the university's 25th anniversary, we pause with deep gratitude for the inspired direction of leaders, faithful service of dedicated educators and employees, and the devoted commitment of extraordinary students and alumni.
As we reflect on that heritage, it's fitting to begin with our founder, Thomas E. Ricks, whose vision and faith to follow the prophet's call to settle this area set everything in motion. Elder Bednar referred to him as a remarkable man who did much to strengthen the church and to establish the community of Rexburg.
At the historic announcement made 25 years ago, President Hinckley stated that Thomas E. Ricks would continue to be honored in this newly named university.
We're pleased to announce that Ricks College in Rexburg, Idaho, will change from its present two-year junior college status to a four-year institution. The new four-year school will be known as Brigham Young University, Idaho, with a name change designed to give the school immediate national and international recognition. The memory of Thomas E. Ricks will continue to be appropriately honored and perpetuated.
Note that President Hinckley said that the memory of Thomas E. Ricks will continue to be appropriately honored and perpetuated. Thomas C. Ricks was a man of extraordinary resilience and unwavering faith, a pioneer, missionary, and church leader. He endured great hardship in his youth and was determined in supporting his fellow saints in the westward migration. But through every trial, he remained firmly committed to building the kingdom of God.
In 1883, at the call of President John Taylor, Brother Ricks led a group of saints north into the upper Snake River Valley. They came to what would become Rexburg, Idaho, a rugged land with few comforts and many unknowns. And yet, with consecration in their hearts and the Spirit of the Lord as their guide, they built homes, planted farms, and organized branches of the church. Just 5 years later, in 1888, President Ricks founded the Bannock Stake Academy to teach the children and youth of that first local stake. That small school, born of faith and sacrifice, grew into Ricks College and eventually BYU-Idaho.
The legacy of Thomas C. Ricks and of the early pioneers and subsequent leaders endures not only in the names of our buildings, but more importantly in the very culture and character of this campus. Speaking of that legacy, Elder Clark G. Gilbert, the 16th president on this campus, observed, "At BYU-Idaho, we draw on that same pioneer's heart, a gift of the early settlers who came to this valley and eventually founded this college. The pioneer's heart has been preserved by the Lord in the very location of this campus. It has been carefully cultivated in the spirit of Ricks."
Elder David A. Bednar once said, "The spirit of Ricks is the hallmark and defining phrase that describes this remarkable institution." And so we might ask, why do we still speak so often of the spirit of Ricks, even though our name is now BYU-Idaho?
Well, the answer is simple. When the college became a university in 2001, our identity and mission expanded, but the spirit of Ricks remained at the heart of this institution. Elder Bednar pronounced, "The spirit of Ricks has been and always will be a defining characteristic of this institution, regardless of the name." Then, with characteristic clarity and emphasis, he added, "If the day should ever come that the phrase the spirit of Ricks and its connotations were lost from the vocabulary of Brigham Young University, Idaho, then something fundamental and foundational would be absent from this institution."
And so today, as we celebrate record growth and our 25th anniversary, we turn our attention to the spirit of Ricks, what it means, and how we can ensure it continues to define us. As we look back on past leaders' reflections, one thing is clear. The spirit of Ricks has never been confined to a single definition. It has been described in both precise terms and with broad, expansive language.
Elder Bednar emphasized that the most comprehensive and the most complete definition was this: the spirit of Ricks is the Holy Ghost and its attendant spiritual gifts. Think about the moments when someone goes out of the way to help a roommate, when a teacher or employee offers heartfelt assistance in a time of discouragement, when you hear stirring testimonies in devotional, or when you are simply greeted by a smile from a stranger on the sidewalk. Those experiences invite the companionship of the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost is present, we feel the fruits of that Spirit. Paul declared, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance."
The spirit of Ricks is certainly felt and found in those same fruits: love, joy, peace, goodness, and every good gift of the Spirit. And when those same fruits flow from us, they are evidence that the spirit of Ricks is also found in us. Elder Bednar beautifully captured how those spiritual fruits are reflected in the daily life of this campus when he explained, "The spirit of Ricks suggests the spirituality, the desire for obedience, the personal caring and warmth, the humility and modesty, the friendliness and genuine concern for others, the bright smiles and cheerful hellos, and so many other elements that make this university an unusually inviting and supporting and nurturing institution."
Elder Bednar's description gives us a powerful framework for understanding what the spirit of Ricks really looks and feels like. We would like to take a few minutes to reflect on each of the qualities he named one by one.
Spiritual development is not just part of BYU-Idaho's mission, it is the heart of it. Our mission statement declares our focus with clarity, to develop disciples of Jesus Christ who are leaders in their homes, the church, and their communities. While we have great hopes for your secular pursuits, our greatest hope for you is that you will lead this campus as covenant-keeping, lifelong disciples of Jesus Christ.
That focus on our mission, on our spirituality, directs both our priorities and our daily patterns. That is why every class begins with prayer. That is why we pause together each Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. for devotional in the midst of busy schedules, and why whenever possible, we come to devotional in our Sunday best, even though it's a work day. And that is why we regularly worship and serve in the temple. We gratefully acknowledge the world-class talent of our faculty, yet we also remember that the greatest teacher in the classroom and at devotional and in the temple or anywhere else is the Holy Ghost.
As a prophet-following, temple-attending people, we know that living the gospel of Jesus Christ is the surest path to deep and lasting joy. It is this devotion to Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ and reliance on the Holy Ghost that give life to the spirit of Ricks and make it the defining characteristic of this university.
In our quest to grow as disciples of Jesus Christ, we come to understand that obedience is one of the clearest ways we can show our love for God. As the Savior taught, if ye love me, keep my commandments. True obedience is not about earning divine favor. It flows naturally from our devotion to him. President Kimby Clark, 15th president of BYU-Idaho, observed, "Brothers and sisters, there is a great spirit of obedience on this campus. It is evident all around us. Willing obedience is the foundation for so much else that is good."
At BYU-Idaho, this desire for obedience is expressed in our commitment both to God's eternal laws and to the temporary standards we willingly accept as part of the honor code. The most important parts of the honor code are rooted in eternal truths, honesty, chastity, and respect for others. These principles will always matter, regardless of where we are. At the same time, while we are on this campus, we also commit to maintain an elevated standard distinctive to educational institutions of the Church of Jesus Christ. These temporary standards, such as dress and grooming principles and expectations, may not be eternal laws, but by honoring them, we demonstrate our integrity, humility, and a willingness to walk by faith.
The honor code is meant to strengthen us. Living the honor code is more than following rules. It's about building spiritual muscle to become covenant keepers as we choose to live with integrity in small, everyday choices. The shared desire to obey, whether eternal commandments or campus commitments, keeps the spirit of Ricks alive.
The personal caring and warmth that Elder Bednar spoke of flows from the pure love of Christ, what the scriptures call charity. When we truly have charity one for another, we see each other as brothers and sisters, children of the same Heavenly Father. President Russell M. Nelson recently taught, "Charity towards all men is essential to our progress. Charity is the foundation of a godly character."
Charity changes the way we treat people on this campus. As President Nelson reminded us, the Savior's true disciples build, lift, encourage, persuade, and inspire, no matter how difficult the situation. When charity is present, our words are kinder, our patience is longer, and our ability to include others grows deeper.
Part of the spirit of Ricks is caring for individuals. Here, it is always about the one. As we strive to help every person feel they belong, we accept Paul's invitation. "Ye are no more strangers or foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God." It is this personal caring and warmth that defines BYU-Idaho and makes the spirit of Ricks so tangible.
BYU-Idaho is a place of both learning and discipleship, where the mind is educated and the spirit is nurtured. In both pursuits, academic growth and spiritual development, humility is the essential first step, Without humility, we cannot be taught, whether by inspired teachers or by the Spirit. And without humility, we cannot truly follow the Savior. It is the starting point for every lesson we learn and every step we take as disciples of Jesus Christ. Modesty, which is also essential, reflects the heart of a true disciple. It's shown through moderation in our actions and conduct. By turning our focus from ourselves toward God and others, it serves as a powerful protection against pride.
Closely linked to humility and modesty is the principle of frugality, which has long been a defining characteristic of this campus. President Henry B. Eyring once observed, "If there is an example of use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without, we are that place. If we ever lost that, we would be in trouble."
Together, humility, modesty, and frugality describe the very essence of the spirit of Rick's on this campus. The friendliness and genuine concern for others that reflect the spirit of Rick's are ultimately about how we treat each other. President Nelson taught one of the easiest ways to identify a true follower of Jesus Christ is how compassionately that person treats other people. That principle is lived out daily on this campus as students, faculty, and staff seek to see and serve one another as brothers and sisters.
At BYU Idaho, collaboration rises above competition. It is embedded in the three steps of the BYU Idaho learning model: to come to class prepared, teach one another, then ponder and improve. Like Alma the Younger and the Sons of Mosiah, we rejoice in each other's successes and strengthen one another through encouragement and support. The spirit of Rick's is felt when we cheer for others, when we lift in quiet ways, and when we find joy not only in our own progress, but more importantly, in the progress of those around us.
We strive to embody Paul's counsel: be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. Such kindness is not merely a nicety, it is evidence of Christ-centered discipleship and that the Holy Ghost is present among us.
Perhaps more than anything else, it is this spirit of kindness, friendliness, and genuine concern for others that has long been one of the most defining characteristics of the spirit of Rick's.
President Henry J. Eyring, the 17th president of BYU Idaho, offered one way we can realize his father's oft-quoted prophecy about becoming legendary. He said, "A simple way to hasten the fulfillment of President Eyring's prophecy of natural leadership in your life is to greet your BYU Idaho colleagues with a hearty hello. You'll lift them and yourself at the same time. That's natural leadership at its best."
On the sidewalks of BYU Idaho, bright smiles and cheerful hellos are not the exception, they are the norm. Our students take out their earbuds, lift their heads, and greet one another with warmth and sincerity.
A smile and a hello may seem simple, but this is a powerful way we can share the spirit of Rick's as we pass one another on this busy campus. Thank you for continuing this tradition. You do this so well.
Everything we've shared today makes it clear that the spirit of Rick's is more than a phrase or a tradition. It is the influence of the Holy Ghost manifested through consecrated discipleship. It is kindness and warmth. It is obedience and sacrifice. It is the unity that binds us together in Christ.
The spirit of Rick's not only connects us to our beginnings, but it also points us toward what we are meant to become. Our invitation is simple: keep this spirit alive and vibrant.
This 25th anniversary reminds us that we are heirs to an honored heritage. These first 25 years have been marked by perseverance, discovery, and growth. We look back with gratitude and forward with confidence. The next 25 years are waiting to be written, and you will help write that chapter. The surest way to honor those who have gone before us is to perpetuate the spirit of Rick's in all you do. As we stand on the shoulders of those anchored to Jesus Christ, let us likewise anchor ourselves to him and become the strong shoulders for those who will follow. In doing so, we will continue to qualify for the guidance of the Holy Ghost and thus preserve the spirit of Rick's, the ultimate tribute to Thomas E. Rick's.
President Henry B. Eyring, in his landmark address, A Steady Upward Course, prophesied of you.
They will be natural leaders who know how to teach and how to learn. Those graduates of BYU-Idaho will become, and this is a prophecy that I am prepared to make and make solemnly, those graduates of BYU-Idaho will become legendary for their capacity to build people around them and to add value wherever they serve. I hope I live long enough someday to meet some employer who employed one of you and says, where did that come from? I've never had such a person. I'll smile and say, well, come with me to Rexburg. And I may not be able to show it to you, and I may not be able to prove it to you, but you'll feel it. There will be a spirit here. I so testify.
May we be faithful to that prophecy. May we continue to live and model the spirit of Rick's. This is our hope and prayer. And above all, we bear witness of Jesus Christ, whose immeasurable love consecrates this work and consecrates you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
For more information about this program, please visit the BYU-Idaho website at byui.edu/devotionals.